Hello all, this is Brenda speaking and the recording has started. Welcome to the RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 28 on the 23rd of May 2018 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Catherine, and Susan. And from ICANN.org, we have Alice, Jean-Baptiste, Brenda. And today's call is being recorded. Please state your name for the recording, and I'll turn it over to Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. And I think from ICANN.org, you forgot Negar.
I apologize. I'll add Negar to the attendees. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And welcome all for this leadership call. So on today's agenda, we have the following items, the short-term options to adjust the timeline for specific reviews and a discussion on that. ICANN 62, the face-to-face meeting in Brussels, next one, and the plenary call agenda, and then subgroup status update and AOB. Are there any other items that you would like to add to today's agenda, or is there anything you would like to postpone?
I don't believe I have anything.
Thank you, Alan. I hear no comments from Catherine and Susan, so we'll move to the first topic, and I'll give the floor to Alice.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. So I just wanted to provide you with the update that we've made Teresa aware of your request for a 10 to 15 minute discussion on your next plenary call. Unfortunately, Teresa is traveling next week and she won't be in a position to join your call on Monday. However, if you have any specific questions for Teresa, that we're happy to relay them to her. Additionally, we also wanted to flag there are two webinar sessions coming up during which questions can also be addressed if needed. Jean-Baptiste, I think you have that information on the slide. So if we wanted to make, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, please go finish.
No, I was just saying, so this is our update currently, and you know, if you want to be a part of the webinars as well, you can email Brenda, MSSI Secretary, and she'll make sure that you have all the details.
Thank you. I'm not sure it's relevant anymore in light of the message that Teresa sent to the leadership, and I don't know to what extent she copied staff on it. Were you copied or not? Message she sent yesterday.
No, I don't believe we were copied.
Okay. Teresa basically sent a message saying that she's been following what's been going on and considering our concerns. If we wish, we can send a request to her asking that the RDS, some or all of the RDS options, be removed from the public comment. And she, if we do that, then they will remove the, well, whatever we ask for, presumably all of it, from the public comment and instruct the community, if they have any issues, to address them directly to the review team. I guess I'd like to hear from Susan and Catherine on how they're reacting to that.
Hi, this is Catherine. Thank you, Alan, for that summary. And Alice, Jean-Baptiste, I'll forward to you and Lisa the message so you're aware of what's happening. So I think this is an option that we should probably consider accepting. And especially in view of the feedback from the review team, where I think everybody has said, of course, we serve at the disposal of the community or at the desire of the community for us to continue, but we don't see a need to stop this work now. So I would propose that we put it on the next plenary call agenda for discussion, and that we prepare a draft letter, and that then we indicate to Teresa that this is probably a good way forward for us.
Thank you, Catherine. You were fading a little bit, but I think I caught everything. Just for the record, I have no problem forwarding this to the staff concerned. Teresa did not put it on the public mailing list, and I suggest that we send it privately to the individual addresses at this point as well. But I basically agree completely with your analysis. Susan, this does hurt your conspiracy theory, I know, but would you like to comment?
Well, you know, maybe it's my perpetuating up conspiracy theory that urged them to take the right action. So, you know, you got to explain these things some way, and some things are unexplainable at ICANN.
Oh.
So.
I'll tell you what I've been busy with for the last couple of days in a moment. So, yes.
Yeah. So, no, I definitely agree. The only sort of hesitation I have is that, you know, I sort of wonder if there is part of the community that is back to my conspiracy theory, that will object to this. You know, the WHOIS review being pulled from this. I mean, I thought we had the whole, you know, discussion and decided to move forward as a community. We knew there was different parts of the community that didn't want this to move forward. So that's my only hesitation.
I can point you to a message from one of my ALEC people, Holly Raich, whose reaction to this was, hell yes. You know, it is insane to do anything else related to who is RDS right now. But I'm willing to live with that. I don't think we can not pass this on to the review team. And I cannot imagine a scenario, given the discussion we had last Monday, where the answer will not be, yes, let's do that. If we get overwhelming comments from the community formally that they think we're stupid and we should scrap all of our work, then we will consider it. Each of us was appointed by part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem going forward with this. As I said, perhaps Jean-Baptiste or Alice can, or Nagar maybe knows, can check with Teresa and if she has any objection to us forwarding her message to the to our mailing list, which is a public mailing list.
Hi, Ellen. This is Nagar. Not at all. It's at your discretion.
Okay.
Whether you prefer to forward it publicly or privately, feel free to choose what you think is best.
Okay. Then we'll make a decision within the next hour or two and do one thing or another. We have the email addresses of all of our members, so it's not a problem. Anything else that we wish to discuss on that particular issue, other than having to draft a note to Teresa? This could put this to bed quickly and save us an awful lot of effort over the next number of weeks. Any further comments on this agenda item? Then I turn it back to you, Jean-Baptiste, for the next item. Am I still on the call?
No, oh. You are still on the call. Thank you, Ellen. Just one second. Sorry, I seem to have lost my page. I can see the slides right now. Just one second. Okay, I need to reshare.
The reason I asked, am I still on the call? I have this theory that inanimate objects related to computers are malicious, and I suspect Zoom and WebEx know that they're going to be phased out again here and are taking their vengeance on us. We are having innumerable problems with both WebEx and Zoom over the last couple of days.
Okay, can you see the slide again, 62?
I see a black screen with a horizontal white line on it.
Same here.
That's what I see.
A black screen.
Just to say, I can't join Zoom because it's against my corporate policy, and you don't want to be the face of our IT guy when I suggested that he make an exception. Anyway.
Catherine, you're not missing an awful lot.
Okay.
The slide deck was distributed the other day, so
I'll be looking at it, but just so you know, I can't raise my hand if I just interrupt someone. I'm sorry.
Just interrupting is just fine.
Yes.
All right. Now I see a slide. I see a slide 5, which is not in this, which is in the slide deck actually. So yes. It's slide 5 of the slide deck, and it says agenda item number 2.
Correct. And if I can just quickly go back to you, Katrin, since you're on the phone, just wanted to mention that Lisa is not on the phone. You had mentioned her before, but just wanted to clarify she's not in the room.
Okay.
So moving on to the ICANN 62, so it's just here on the slide, a quick reminder on the current agreed deadline. So the session description for the engagement session is provided by the purchase of May 2018, and all session materials are to be provided by the review team by Friday, the 8th of June 2018. So as Susan mentioned on the last panel call, that was a review team agreement 2 weeks ago. The 30th of May is already in a week. So we have reported again the suggested engagement session description. And we wanted to discuss with you whether you had any edits, whether we should update that one or if we could use this one for the engagement session description.
Jean-Baptiste, it's Alan. I believe there's an action item that I'll work with staff to rewrite that. I think we took an action item out of the last meeting on that, or at least I know, I remember I offered, I assume it
that's correct.
Got translated
that's
into an action item.
That's,
yeah, so
that's correct.
And I will do that. I have been somewhat occupied over the last couple of days and will continue to be, but I will find the time to do that.
Okay, so we can move on to the next topic then.
And the review team, the actual deadline for the session materials, although I understand that's a soft deadline, we will try to make it. And I'm assuming staff will be putting that together and then going to the review team for critiques or updates.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And also we had an offer like to already start working on the template. So yes, we will we'll compile the different inputs.
Okay.
So on the face-to-face meeting number 3, Brussels, so on screen, you see the different input received. We have also reported the different comments from review team members on the right side of the screen. Just one note on that. So we had contacted Erica and Dimitri yesterday and asked them to reflect their inputs on the Doodle poll. We have not heard from them yet. So their input is missing on the Doodle, but you can see already that in terms of participation, the maximum is on Monday and Thursday. The main difference is, if you plan on doing a two-day face-to-face meeting, so that would mean that one of the 2 days Volker could have in person, while if you do Monday and Tuesday, he could only participate remotely on one of these 2 days.
No,
and
probably.
Thomas is unavailable.
Yeah, he may be able to participate remotely or not at all. I mean, I'm assuming he doesn't have a lot of travel between his home and Nominet, but you know, we don't know the details of his schedule, so he may be able to participate part of the time remotely. At this point, sorry, you said which days are best?
Well, it looks
Monday and Thursday, correct? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, those are the 2 days where you would get the highest attendance, I think.
Yeah, but if we're looking for a 2-day meeting, and I think that was our plan.
Correct.
Then, and in factoring in both Dimitri's comment and I think general preferences is, you know, most people seem to be prefer traveling on a weekend on one end or the other to minimize missed work days. So that would mean Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. which is fine for Dimitri, and Erica probably is a no-show for any of them, although she may be able to participate remotely. So we have 9 people there, so we're only missing Dimitri and Erica. So it would look like the optimal one is Monday, Tuesday. Chris, I think if we only have Chris for one day, I think that's not as major an issue as one of the review team members. But Catherine not available is I think is a critical issue. Catherine, I assume that is a hard you cannot make it.
No, actually, I was going to share some good news because since then I've been working on my babysitting options, which is the issue on Friday afternoons in particular. There wasn't an option just to select the Friday morning, but I think that there may be a possibility for us to have coverage that day. So I could come if we do a Thursday-Friday meeting, and then we would also have Volker, which I think is a big advantage over the Monday-Tuesday option.
Yeah, kids should be welcome at the ICANN offices.
You know, I was just saying the RIPE NCC had their last meeting in Marseille with childcare. So that's something for ICANN also to consider.
I think that's quite reasonable.
Yeah, no, but in any case, I can do, if we do the 19th, 20th, there's a 99% chance that I can make both days.
Then I would suggest we do that, unless we might check with Chris, but I don't think he'll have an objection with that. That sound like a decision? And I agree, having Volker for both days would be a real asset.
Yeah, I would agree too.
Okay, we've made a decision in 19th and 20th of July.
So Alan, sorry, this is Alice. Just to clarify, do you want us to check with Chris first before we announce the dates, or?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
You can tell him I said we don't really need him.
And she'll be delighted.
We'll survive without him for one day. How about putting it that way? And just maybe he'll end up being there for half a day or something like that. All right.
Okay, perfect. We'll write that as a decision reached. Are there any other questions or comments? We'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is the suggested agenda for the plenary call next Monday. So we have reported there the discussion on the public comments, ICANN 62, face-to-face meetings 3 again, and an update on the subgroup status, considering that normally tomorrow is the deadline for subgroups to submit their final subgroup report. Is there anything you'd like to modify on this agenda for next Monday?
I do not think so. I think we're okay.
Okay.
Susan, Catherine?
Fine for me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too.
And are we moving this call for this coming Monday if there is no objection?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I will wait for a confirmation on that.
That's fine. Let me, now that I've committed to it, let me look at my agenda. And we are talking about, that's fine for me.
Okay. So we'll wait until tomorrow. And until now, we have not received any objection. So the next item on the agenda is the subgroup status update. So here on screen, you have a recap of the status of each subgroup. So if you look in detail, up until now, there are several reports that were distributed. So for the recommendation 3 outreach, on the one from Dimitri on IDNs and on anything new, Lisa had shared a report to the subgroup with a first input. And on all the others, so there were several subgroups where there was no progress since the second face-to-face meeting in Brussels. And for the subgroups, there were already a few calls, including compliance, law enforcement needs, and there are several progress on that.
So we have reported for information in the third column, the subgroup report status. I can go through each of these, or I can keep you.
I don't think we need to go over it verbally.
Okay.
I know for my items, I will have the revised draft report finished in the next day or so. I have received some comments from review team members, so I'll revise it and send it out to the whole group. I hope to work on safeguarding registrant data, as I'll describe in a moment. I have been a little bit occupied on other things. Susan and Catherine, what about your, how are you doing on your sections? How comfortable are you feeling?
So I will, I'm sorry, Catherine, you go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Well, thank you. This is Catherine. On the strategic priority, I plan to share a new version of the report probably later tonight with the subgroup, with a view to getting any comments that they may have. But so far, it's been moderate on the comment side. On the law enforcement needs, I've just circulated a new version of the survey, which I hope we can put online. And for that one, of course, we won't really have everything done by the deadline, as already discussed previously, because we won't have the input yet.
Catherine, did you have a chance to talk to Thomas about he seemed to have distributed the survey already, and you're now saying it's almost finalized. So
we that was the call that you got to miss, Alan.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That didn't get on my agenda. I don't know why, but it didn't.
Yeah, I think you were having surgery, actually, so there was a good excuse. I think there was, I understand Thomas has distributed for testing purposes, and the results that he's expecting are more to help us refine the survey if we see that there's an issue with a specific question.
Okay, that clarifies it. I hadn't gotten that last time.
Yeah, and I think the modifications are not huge. I mean, Thomas is doing it on the version proposed by Lily, and there was some further refinements that Stephanie proposed that I've now worked in. And I also integrated some comments from the Public Safety Working Group while trying to keep because they wanted something much more comprehensive. And I think that will radically reduce the response rate. So I'm trying to still keep it to 25 questions. But yes, I think it won't conflict with whatever results Thomas has in his test version. And as I understand, his test bunnies were also happy to redo the thing once it's completed.
Susan?
So in short, I don't think a conflict. I do think there's a conflict with the idea that he has that he would provide input by the end of the week, because then we're clearly just beyond the 25th. But I would propose that we just go live with this survey, and then if really there need to be changes, we'll have to consider how urgent they are, or whether we can integrate them in the second round that we want to do in June.
Thank you. I'd support that. Susan?
So I incorporated a lot of the quick discussion we had last week and added a lot of content to the compliance report. I have a devil of a time with the formatting on that, so cleaning that up a little bit. So that'll be out today to the subgroup, and hopefully it's a short turnaround time, but nonetheless, they'll get it today and with whatever comments received.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out how to add a second recommendation, given that it wouldn't allow me to bold the words.
What was that?
You were talking about formatting. I said it took me a while to figure out how to add a second recommendation to mine, since it wouldn't allow me to bold or anything, but you have to find the styles to use to make the change.
Yeah, exactly, and some of that, you know, Lisa had reminded me how to do so,
yeah.
But it's still pretty much a mess, but we're getting through it. And
I wouldn't worry about formatting at this point. So,
yeah, it's just harder to read.
Yeah.
So privacy proxy, I've worked on, hopefully we'll have time today. I'm actually at a And then anything new, I'll definitely get out tomorrow, but the common interface, I don't think I'm going to be able to work on. So, and I was hoping Volker would step forward on that.
Well, hopefully he will, but that's not one that I'm worried about. You know, that will take a concerted effort of a few hours at some point to fix. So I'm not worried about not things that aren't completed that are just effectively mechanical, but it's the ones where there's substantive work behind it that I think we need to be more focused on.
Agree.
Okay, so if I can summarize, if you believe me that I'll get my work done, which may be true or not, the four that still have potentially significant work, but varying amounts of them, are compliance, privacy proxy, law enforcement, and consumer trust. If I missed any ones that still are really tenuous, and we're not sure how to get the work done, never mind when, I think those are the four that are the issues. And four out of, what do we have, 13 or 14, I guess is not too bad. Any further comments on this? I'm feeling comfortable that given that our target is July for a, you know, consolidated draft report, I'm not feeling uncomfortable. We have several weeks until the meeting in Panama. The real challenge, I think, is going to be, when does the meeting in Panama end? Is that the 29th, 28th or something is the official end. So we have one, two, 3 weeks almost between then and our face-to-face in Brussels. As long as we don't take too much of that time off to recover from the Panama meeting, I think we're not in bad shape. At least I don't feel uncomfortable, and I've been the pessimist in this whole thing so far. Anyone else want to add anything to this? Meeting the draft deadline, the draft report deadline in or soon after the Brussels meeting, I think becomes more critical in light of our requesting that the short-term options be taken off the table. For us to say take them off the table because we'll be almost finished by then, and then not delivering, I think will not reflect particularly well on us. So, but I'm feeling comfortable at this point. Comments from Catherine or Susan or staff?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we have to actually come through with it, but I think we're well on our way to a good draft report.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go on hold for a moment.
I think we may have lost Alan.
I think he took another call.
Yeah.
And told us to hold on for a second.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Alice has her hand raised, but I don't know if you were in the
middle. Please go ahead, Alice.
Sorry, was having trouble getting off mute. So leading up to Brussels, it seems we have a number of groups which are already ready with their reports. So do we want to, first we need to secure a subgroup approval with the conclusions that are provided in the report, but then we should probably move the conversations into the plenary. So instead of saying subgroup status updates, I think we should formulate that as anything new, routine discussion of findings and potential recommendations or something. Just that people realize that now we're moving into substance rather than subgroup updates, if you will. I think that will keep the momentum leading up to Brussels. Not sure that makes sense. I think we shouldn't wait for Brussels to get the substance.
No, I think that's fine. That's a new slide we haven't seen before. Has the same slide number as another one in the deck, but okay. Yeah, I have no problem adding a plenary report status or something like that to that and working on that. Certainly some of our reports are at that stage already where we need to get approval of the plenary.
Right, and then I think we should clarify with the their report that they need to seek their subgroup's approval or green light or no objections.
Sure.
And then before we move it to the plenary.
You know, in terms of the table, I think we add a column, don't populate it yet, and we'll talk about it on Monday.
Great. Okay.
Good. Thank you for that. Next agenda item.
Yeah, so just quickly, I just wanted to mention that so tomorrow is also the deadline for the routine to send any concerns on the previous face-to-face meeting reports. So we have not received anything yet on that. And we also have listed in the deck the current open action items, and today each subgroup has received an email including the open action items and also the link to their latest draft report. And quickly, what I wanted to mention, I'm not sure if some of you have seen, but Volker has just sent an email to the Privacy Proxy Services subgroup list, where he says that this deadline falls into the worst time due to GDPR issues that have only been made more complicated by ICANN in the past week. It would be nice if these deadlines for subgroups could be pushed back by 1 or 2 weeks.
I'll reply to that. And the reply will be, we're not changing the deadline. We understand not everyone's going to make it. Do the best you can. And we really cannot let it slip more than a week or two.
Okay.
You know, how long before we get to Panama? We're talking 1 week is 30th, 2 is 6, 3. So we've got 4 weeks. So I think we're okay on that. So I'll reply to Volker.
Okay, thank you.
That's assuming Catherine and Susan don't object. I don't really want to change the deadline. That takes the pressure off everyone. But I understand his situation, and I think we have to live with the reality of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just think it's a bit ironic because Volker has been so vocal about how this doesn't change anything from the previous data protection principles. But anyway.
Yeah, but I
I totally understand. I'm just being mean.
I'm sympathetic to events taking over. I'll share with you, as some of you may know, the at-large review has been going on now for close to 4 years since we originally started talking about it. The final recommendations from the at-large working party are going to the organizational sections committee next Tuesday, and we've just recently had letters sent to the board objecting them to them taking any action from two GNSO subgroups. And we've had no choice but to have to respond to it quickly and conscientiously. So that's what I've been spending my week on. And so, yes, I think. Next agenda item, we're on AOB?
And just another fresh update. Erika sent an email and she said that for the consumer trust subgroup, she won't be in a position to send her updates before this weekend.
Okay.
So just a FYI. And under AOB, I just had a quick question. So this is related to ICANN 62. And it's a quick question about logistics. We need to provide names to the meetings team so that we can produce 10 cards. And I just wanted to have just a feeling of who will be on stage. Will it be the different Ruby team members present at ICANN 62, or will it be only the leaders who will be on stage?
It's going to depend partly on what the physical arrangement is. Let's assume we have 10 cards for all the review team members.
Okay.
Including Chris, chances are we will not all be on stage. And I do you have a list of who's actually going to be at the meeting?
I don't.
Maybe we should take a quick survey as to find out who's going to be there. Certainly, I'm going to be there. Susan and Catherine, I presume, will be there. Chris, we know will be there.
I will be there.
Stephanie's a counselor in GNSO. She will be there. I can't imagine Volker not being there. So, but if you can check with anyone you're not sure about, and I would do 10 cards for everyone.
Okay.
I know we're going to hurt ICANN's budget if we print a 10 card and don't use it, but life is hard.
Okay, we'll recycle then.
You can always use the backside next time.
Is there any other business?
None that I have.
Susan, Katrine?
Nothing from my side.
I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. So just to confirm the decisions reached and action items. So on decisions reached, so I have that the third face-to-face meeting will take place on the 19th and 20th of July 2018 in Brussels. The suggested plenary call agenda is confirmed and will be circulated to the team. On action items, so on the short-term options and for public comments, the leadership will share Teresa Swinehart's email with the review team. Alan will reply to Walker's email on the last email he sent about postponing the subgroup report deadline. And Eichenhoff will reconfirm on who will be present at ICANN 62. Have I missed any action items or decisions reached?
No, and I will take an action item on myself. You can add it that I will forward Teresa's email to the rest of the review team.
Okay.
And to staff.
Noted.
Then thank you all. I'm glad we extended the meeting, and I'm glad we didn't use the full hour.
Agreed.
So, thank you. Thank you all. Good meeting. Take care and enjoy the rest of your days. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.